just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi there. Come on in. Pull up a chair and have a cup of tea. I want to talk about something. Something that we're all going to be thinking about one way or another, for or against, or your children will be talking about it, and grandmothers will be remembering. It's about Halloween. You know, Halloween, H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N, Halloween, it comes every year. Did you know that it was the devil's birthday? Yes, it's a satanic druid holiday. I'll tell you truthfully, when I was younger, even as a young mother, I did not realize the evils of Halloween. No, I really didn't. I just thought it was a fun time. I didn't realize it was the devil's birthday. I didn't know all the history about Halloween. I was thinking about you and what I was going to talk about and how I was going to discuss Halloween, and I remembered something I'd forgotten. This morning I was meditating on this subject and thinking, what was the first Halloween that I could remember as back far as I could? And I remembered I must have been about 6. I've told you probably, if you're a regular listener, that when I was a little child, I was sick, and I was in the hospital for several years. And this particular Halloween was the first one that I had after returning home from the hospital. It was all new to me. I knew nothing about it. We were supposed to say, when we went to the door, I want a handout, I want a handout. This trick-or-treat word and phrase was all new. And then later when trick-or-treat came, the person was supposed to say a trick, or, you know, they didn't get a treat. But anyhow, going back to my first Halloween in my memory, my parents got me a Dutch costume. I remember this. It was a perfectly good, quote-unquote, Christian costume. I wasn't a witch. I wasn't a devil. I wasn't a ghoul. I was a Halloween Dutch girl, which was most appropriate because my great-grandparents were Dutch, and they took me over to my grandmother's house. So we had to drive over a few blocks away from where we lived. I don't remember where they lived. I barely remember where I lived at the time. And I rang the doorbell. And, you know, I couldn't remember to say, I want a handout. I want a handout. I couldn't remember that. And I rang the doorbell probably at least 3 times. Well, about the 4th doorbell ring, I'd run over to my father, who was hiding in the bushes, and I'd say, I can't remember what to say. I can't remember what to say. Well, about the 4th time doing this, I rang the bell, and I had it in my mind. I want a handout. I want a handout. And before I could get the words out of my mouth, water was thrown all over me. I cried, and I cried. Oh, here I was, a little girl that hardly knew how to be out in the world, not alone how to do a Halloween thing. And I went to my grandparents where they should be kind and dear to me, and I couldn't remember what to say, and here somebody threw a glass of water on me. Well, my uncle, who was the culprit, who thrown the water, he was just tired of whoever this was ringing the doorbell and then hiding and saying nothing. And he was about 16 years older than I was, so he wasn't too very old, in his early 20s probably. And he threw that water on me. Well, was he chagrined? Did he feel terrible? Here his little niece, whom the whole family had prayed for and who the whole family was concerned for because she'd been so sick for so long. And here she comes to the house and he throws water on her. And that little girl, of course, was me. Well, that was my first Halloween experience. After that, I had other experiences with Halloween. And all of mine, I must say, were good. You see, I'm a lady in my 70s. And so back then, all the bad things that ever happened in Halloween was that the boys in LaGrange, Ohio, in the country town, would dump over the outhouse. We would go and dress up, and we would go house to house, and we knew the houses that had the special things. I'll never forget the lady on the other side of town, and the town was very small. There were only 300 in it. So we could cover the whole town if we wanted to. Of course, I had no desire to go to every single house. We just chose houses, friends' houses, and where we knew the goodies would be good. This lady would invite us in, and she had a whole kitchen table full of homemade donuts. Were they good? And cider on the stove. My memories of Halloween have always been good. even when my children were little, but there was a sneaking thing inside of me. You know, witches, you know, devils, you know, spirits, you know, ghouls. Well, as time went on in my lifetime, Halloween became more evil and more evil. And that's the time where we are today, where razor blades are in apples, where candy is poison, where children are molested, where children who go out, oh, I don't know, in packs on Halloween night, they used to, and they would get run over by cars. All sorts of bad things were starting to happen on Halloween. I maintain that underneath, there was always this current of evilness. Because, after all, it was the devil's birthday. I didn't know it. Did you? It seemed like it was just a fairy story, just a pretend thing. Just fun. You see, I like to act. I like to pretend. And so dressing up, that was fun. Bobbing for apples, that was fun. Putting the tail on the cat, that was fun. But that's the way the devil is on his birthday. He deceives the innocent children and the stupid parents who promote all this. Why, children wouldn't know to go house to house if their parents didn't tell them. Now, I could go on and on, but I want to read to you. But I do have other memories, and maybe this will take a few broadcasts and so we can talk about them. I want to read something my husband, Pastor D.A. Waite of the Bible for Today Baptist Church, wrote. He wrote this quite a few years ago, and I can't tell you how many thousands of these tracts called Halloween, the Devil's Birthday, a Satanic Druid Holiday. I can't tell you how many are out in the public, because we not only sent them out to people, and he's been on the radio almost every year since he's written this tract. He's been on talking about Halloween. He's been on programs nationally and locally, and people have asked for this tract. Now, you can have it, too, if you want to. We live at 900, this is our church, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108. 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108. Let me read this for you. Halloween's origin. Halloween, as we know it, originated in Europe on the eve of All Saints' Day, when witches and goblins were free to roam. So we Americans continued that fall festival of corn shucks and pumpkin faces and cider and donuts and trick-or-treating. The truth is, it was brought over from the Satanic Druid culture of the Celts, C-E-L-T-S. We tend to overlook the reality of Satan worship, which is becoming more and more open and accepted. There are real witches. There are real spells. There are real rituals. As we buy cards about witches and other Halloween symbols, are we unconsciously approving of such worship? What a question. Personally, I believe that we are partaking in that which is evil. It's on Halloween, or All Hallows' Eve, as it is called, that the witch covens have their great annual worship service and offer a blood sacrifice to Satan. All through the years, the Satanic sacrifice cats and dogs and other animals, but on this special day they offer a human being, one of their own children, which they select for this ghoulish murder. This is shocking. It's the devil's birthday. Instead of Halloween, perhaps it should be called Hell-Oween. The ancient Celtic Empire extended to France, England, and Ireland. The Druids were Celtic priests. The Celts and their Druid priests chose October 31st for their New Year's Eve and intended it as a celebration of everything wicked and evil and dead. During their celebration, they would gather around a community bonfire and offer as sacrifice their animals, their crops, and sometimes themselves. The celebration remained much the same after the Roman conquered the Celts. That information came from the rule book, and that was 43 A.D. Did you know that the Druid priests held sacred hours of midnight and noon? Those are the sacred hours, midnight and noon. What book recently was released at midnight? The Gaulish or French word druids might be derived from the word druvides, meaning those who know the oak. The oak tree and the mistletoe were considered to be sacred also. The druids forecasted events both by interrupting the flight of birds and by examining the markings on the entrails, the liver, and other inner organs of sacrificed animals. The folklore of early Ireland depicts druids as a priesthood offering human sacrifices. One of the chief druid doctrines, which is prevalent today, according to the Encyclopedia Americana, was their decision, quote, to inspire a belief that men's souls do not perish, but transmigrate after death from one individual to another, end of quote. This is a very serious satanic practice. Many people today believe in the transmigration of souls. We hear them interviewed on radio and television shows, and we're reading books about it, even books for children. They believe they existed in a former life. The Druids were satanic to the core in their worship and pagan practices. Halloween is a Druid holiday that we in America have received from satanic paganism. It was baptized, so to speak, and accepted by the Roman Catholic Church in the early AD 700s. Its name was changed into All Hallows Day, which means All Saints Day. That November 1st, that's when it is. And Hallows Eve, the evening before the Hallows Day, is October 31st, or Halloween. Hallow Evening, or Halloween. I want you to think about Halloween this year. I want you to think about not celebrating. I want you to think about Jesus Christ, the true God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I want you to forsake the Druid holiday. Forsake assembling yourselves together, celebrating Satan's birthday. He is to be feared.
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking Just for Women.
About the Halloween bonfires? Huh? Strictly speaking, the bonfire is a pagan origin. You may call them campfires today, but the bonfire was used in conjunction with worship by the Druids under the old oak trees. The oaks were a very sacred symbol to the Druid priests, and the bonfires were an important part in their worship of the oak and mistletoe. I'm reading from this tract that my husband, Pastor D.A. Waite, wrote, called Halloween the Devil's Birthday, a satanic Druid holiday. Thousands of people have received this tract. Southwest Radio Church has republished it, and they sent it out to many of their people. We here at the Bible for Today, we send it out to many people, too. And here, now that we started this program just for women, you're welcome to get one, too. 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108. Write for one. One of the evil practices of the Druid priests relating to Halloween concerns a festival known as Samhain. According to the World Book Encyclopedia, we read the following, quote, "The Druids had an autumn festival called Samhain, for summer's end. It was an occasion for feasting on all the kinds of food which had been grown during the summer." Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? But just think about it. The custom of using leaves, pumpkins, and cornstalks at Halloween decorations come from the Druids. The early people of Europe also had a festival similar to the Druid holidays, end of quote. The Druid priests believed that on Halloween, Samhain, Lord of Death, called together the wicked spirits or souls that within the last 12 months had been condemned and allowed them to inhabit the bodies of animals. You know, I'm making a report on the Harry Potter books, which I'll be telling you about soon. And this is something that they have done, too. In the last book, I think, or one of the last books, Paganism and Trick or Treating. Here's what Mildred Arthur in her book Holiday of Legend had to say about the origin of Trick or Treat. "The modern custom of Trick or Treat began in Ireland hundreds of years ago. A group of farmers went from house to house begging food for village Halloween festivals." That's on page 87 of that book. The quotation is in the article, "Should a Christian Celebrate Halloween?" "This custom is an ancient pagan tradition that continues today. The food was believed to placate the evil spirits that were thought to come out to haunt people on Halloween. Can you imagine when we teach our children to go house to house and get food? Now we get candy. We are really placating evil spirits that come out to haunt people on Halloween. If these evil spirits were given food, the people believed that the spirits wouldn't scare people as much as they would otherwise. Though the faces of the jack-o'-lanterns might be pleasant to look at, they too have a background of superstition connected with them." The World Book Encyclopedia gives some information to us about the history of the jack-o'-lantern. "Oh, I remember making jack-o'-lanterns for my children. I thought it was my duty as a mother. How ill-informed I was. And I had 5 children. Every year we made these jack-o'-lanterns. I became pretty good. I was not much of an artist with pumpkins. And then we put a light in and show them. How wrong of me to teach my children this evil thing." And I was saying that the history of the jack-o'-lantern was taken from a man named Jack, who could not enter heaven or hell. As a result, he was doomed to wander in darkness with his lantern until Judgment Day. This is certainly false theology. If we're trusting the Lord Jesus as our Savior who died for us, who shed his blood to forgive our sins, we are saved and we're safe. We don't need to wander around like a jack-o'-lantern waiting for the Judgment Day. We don't have to wander, either one, until Judgment Day. The Bible says in Romans 8:1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." The jack-o'-lantern is an ancient symbol of a damned soul. Can you imagine that? Here, some children go Halloweening, trick-or-treating with a pumpkin, a jack-o'-lantern made of plastic, and they put their treats in. And they're carrying around with them a symbol of a damned soul. Yet people began hallowing him like many other things in the Halloween season. The Good Housekeeping Book of Entertainment on page 168 says, "Orange, black, and red are the devil's colors, and they are associated with Halloween." This book also says that this scheme should be carried out as far as possible when we're entertaining. It is interesting that the Good Housekeeping Book of Entertainment, which had as its main purpose to tell people how to decorate their homes for Halloween, makes a theological comment to the effect that orange, black, and red are the devil's color. Isn't that interesting? And yet some Christians get all shook up if you tell them that. But this book about housekeeping, entertaining for the season, tells you to use orange, black, and red. Ephesians 5:11 says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." 1 Thessalonians 5:22 reads, "Abstain from all appearances of evil." So when you're tromping around and wearing all these different colors and decorating your house up, and my, don't people decorate their houses up. I don't know what's happened. Sometimes the Halloween decorations are greater than what people call Christmas decorations or any other kind of decorations. People have gone wacky over Halloween. And I really believe it's because Satan is having a field day getting into the hearts and homes of our boys and girls. Deuteronomy 18:9-12 reads, "When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination and observeth times, or an enchanter or a witch, or a charmer or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations the Lord thy God doth drive them from thee. Oh my, the scripture is so plain, isn't it? Now I'm looking at this tract, and I hope you get it. Just write to us. Just for Women, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108. Or come to our church here at 900 Park Avenue. It's a church in a house. It's a wonderful church, and you can pick up as many of them as you want. Yes, our services are 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, and they're on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Now let's see where is I? Here it is. This scriptural injunction in Deuteronomy 18 strictly forbade the people of Israel from having anything to do with the satanic practices of their Canaanite neighbors. This is a scriptural principle to follow, to separate yourselves. Separate you, yes, from the worldliness, from the schemes of the Satan. Leviticus 19:31 says, "Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." And oh, this reminds me of the wizard Harry Potter and all those people in the Harry Potter books. Children are seeking after this wizard and all of his friends. And silly parents have stood in line for hours at midnight that July evening, the haunting time of the day, midnight, to get the last book that this woman has written. Oh, it's not her last book. Not Rowling's last book. No, it's the last one she's written so far. Acts 19:18-19 says, "And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver." My husband says his conclusion is this: "It is my conviction that true Bible-loving Christians should not be a part of the evils and wickedness of satanic things. We must realize that Halloween is the devil's birthday. On that day, Halloween, October 31st, the witches and Satan worships make a human sacrifice by slaying a child. We seek to enlighten people about the satanic origins and practice of Halloween. That's what we are endeavoring to do in this tract. Write for it. 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108.
Just for Women with Yvonne Waits, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Raitt, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Raitt and Just for Women. Just for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking Just for Women.
To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. That was Isaiah 8:20. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Proverbs 23:17. Months ago, in fact, more than a year ago, I heard about Harry Potter. Why was he making the national news? I became aware that children as well as their parents were intrigued with this tousled-haired, spectacled 11-year-old boy who bore an ugly, lightning-like scar on his forehead. Who was he? What did he do? Where did he live? And most of all, why were children and their parents enthralled with him? Zechariah 10:2 says, "For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain, therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd." With the mention of Harry Potter's name came words like wizards and trolls and spells and muggles and magic wands and potions and cloaks and frogs and owls and dragons and unicorns, and other words like sorcerers and ghouls and banshees and wizard fires and blue powder and black pointed hats, as well as gigantic black spiders and broomsticks. Places and things like the devil's snare and the mirror of Erstred, E-R-S-T-E-D, as well as Hogwarts school of witchcraft and wizardry met my ears. I tuned my ears in that direction. They were sharpened to the sound of magic and mystery. I said to my husband, "Have you heard about Harry Potter?" When his answer was in the negative, I advised, "You better be aware of him because I don't think it's good." Since that conversation, 35 million copies of the first three volumes of Harry Potter have been printed. And listen to this. They are printed in 35 languages. I've been told that it is more books than there are people in Hungary and Greece altogether. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire has taken off like a runaway train. Guess what? Before that magic midnight of goblet sales, 9,000 FedEx trucks zoomed up and down bookstore streets delivering goblets to marketers. Amazon.com pre-sold 350,000 copies. Barnes & Noble's 360,000. The first set printing is said to be numbered at 3.8 million books in the USA alone, and a million in the United Kingdom. Author Rowling probably will make $10 million from Goblet, and that's the first printing. No more welfare dough for that lady. A bookstore in Coral Gables, Florida, sold 200 goblets in one pre-dawn hour. A small shop in Dallas sold 600 goblets in 2 days. 502,000 copies were in online in stores over the weekend, and 1,400 copies in the first 60 minutes, said a spokesman from Barnes & Noble. I read that in Entertainment Weekly. These pile of books are so popular that the New York Times has instituted a children's bestsellers list, which, of course, has been topped with the Potter books in every listing. Why, I read that a youth officer had to be appointed by the Pagan Federation in England just to handle the massive inquiries from Harry Potter fans. What is this mania? Christians, be on guard. You see, a fictional boy named Harry Potter is the main character in this ever-growing set of so-called children's books. Books that our boys and girls are devouring. With their eyes tantalized by words about the devil's devices, And with sorcerous culture soaking into their brains, I fear for the future biblical and spiritual grounding of our youth. In fact, I fear for their very souls. We must be on guard to monitor what is good and bad for our children and to teach them the difference. A friend sent me several pages of email on the subject. John Andrew Murray, headmaster at St. Timothy Hales, an Episcopal school in Raleigh, North Carolina, recounted that the first three Harry Potter books created a stir in public schools across America. Some Christian parents have complained that J.K. Rowling's tale of young witches and wizards are terrifying to young children and inappropriate for classroom use. They've been rewarded for their concern with ridicule in newspapers and editorial cartoons. The question was posed, if an Episcopalian can figure this out, why aren't fundamentalists buying Harry Potter Satanism? An email came to us yesterday with a quote from a high priest of Satanism at the First Church of Satan in Salem, Massachusetts, which read, "Harry is an absolute godsend to our cause. An organization like ours thrives on new blood, and we've had more applicants than we can handle lately. And of course, practically all of them are virgins, which is gravy." End of quote. The above email was from Gerald Tyson, who gave the startling news. Since 1995, open applicants to Satan worship has increased from around 100,000 to now 14 million children and young adults. Mr. Tyson exclaimed in shock, "This is the most evil thing I have laid my eyes on, and no one seems to understand its threat. The Harry Potter books are the number one selling children's book in the nation today. Just look at any Barnes & Noble or Walden book storefront. Go to Amazon.com and read the reviews. Hear the toting by educators and even Christian teachers about how it's great to see the youth so eagerly embracing the reading experience. I think the problem is that parents have not reviewed the material." Mr. Tyson goes on, "The name seems harmless enough, Harry Potter, for we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. We are not ignorant of the devil's devices. Leviticus 19:31 says, 'Regard them that have familiar spirits. Neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God.'" And dear women, Harry Potter is a wizard. Daniel Furman in the July 21st, 2000 Entertainment Weekly exudes, "This is the biggest story of the year. It is like Star Wars for this generation," says Enchanted Forest owner Jennifer Anglin, loopily exhausted from planning a Potter party for hundreds of children. "Every generation has its event, maybe a loss of innocence or something. This is theirs." The content, as well as the book cover of the new Harry Potter book, Harry and the Potter and the Goblet of Fire, was a well-guarded secret. If you remember, the text of the book was not to be revealed until the bewitching hour of 12:01 a.m. The July 2000 date and time release was the author's idea, not her publisher's, Scholastic Incorporated. Interestingly, other odd publishers besides Scholastic have nothing but kind words for the Potter effect, they call it, that the sales of her books have brought. The first printing of Goblets ran off 5.3 million copies, with advanced orders toppling 1.8 million. Harry Potter is the reading rage. Nothing has been seen like it. I read this from the reporters who wrote, "The best writers remember what it's like to be a child with astonishing intensity. Wizard cloaks and happy witches. Phyllis Carrat is a witch." She was interviewed on ABCnews.com, according to David Cloud's Fundamental Baptist Information Service, which I will continue to use and call FBI Service. That's my abbreviation for his work, not mine. She said now that books are depicting witches as friendly and good. "It might change people, ideas, how they feel about us," the witch said. Observing the throngs teeming to a J.K. Rowling book signing at Raleigh, North Carolina, headmaster wrote he couldn't help but notice how the children were dressed. They were clad in wizard cloaks and sporting lightning bold scars temporarily tattooed to their foreheads. That's from John Murray's The Trouble with Harry. Editor Jerry Huffman of the Calvert Contender out of Huntsville, Alabama writes, "All witchcraft comes from a non-God source, so witches and wizards are not to say be just harmless fantasy in our minds. The occult setting, ghoulish characters, and menacing atmosphere of Harry Potter leaves a creepy aftertaste." Then he quotes the September 22, 2000 World Magazine. "In Harry's dark world of spells and curses, where it's Halloween all the time, it's hard to get a grip on good. Oh, parents, oh, mothers, oh, grandmothers, beware of the Harry Potter books. I beg you to cast them out of your home as if you were casting the devil himself out of your home. I have read the first book, and I started reading the second, but I had to make these programs. And I just want you to know that they get more evil and darker as the time goes on. If you want this report, write to me, Just for Women, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108. And if possible, send along 3 stamps for the postage, because this is a big report. The Lord Jesus does not want his children stuck in Satanism. The Lord Jesus gave his life on the cross to free us from such bondage. Accept him. I am in God's care. Are you?
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking Just for Women.
God in heaven, I come to you today on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come to you for all the women who are listening, who want to do right in their families, who do not want their children to go astray and go Satan's way. Father, I pray for these broadcasts that we're doing about the Harry Potter books. Dear Lord, may thy power strengthen us as we talk and give us courage and cast out the demons that want to exalt this book. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah 8:20 says, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Earlier in that chapter of Isaiah 8, in the 13th verse, it says, sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. I felt compelled to talk to you about these Harry Potter books. I didn't know too much about them. I went to different places, and I got 2 of the books. They didn't cost very much. And I start looking at them and reading them. And I can see how children could be caught up in them. And as the words go further into the chapters, there comes things to our eyes that I wonder how children could handle this. Then I got out the Bible, and I saw all the words of God against wizards, against necromancers, against witchcraft, against all of this, and how any Christian could recommend the Harry Potter books to their children or to their church, I don't know. And yet I know there are Christians who are doing this. There are prominent people that see nothing wrong with Harry Potter books. Now, I'm reading this report, which I call a Harry Potter review, and I'd like you to get a copy. I would like you to help pay for the postage. It would take 3 stamps at least to mail this to you. Ask for the Harry Potter review and write to Just for Women, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108. My name, of course, is Yvonne Waite, so you can put that on there too. Now I want to talk to you about unhappy parents and religious leaders. One little Massachusetts boy, according to Newsweek, had been quoted as saying, "The Harry Potter books are like life, but better." Another child, when asked if Harry Potter was a classic, replied, "Time will tell." That was wise for that little girl, wasn't it? What the little girl really wanted to know was how J.K. Rowling ranked with authors like Robert Louis Stevenson. J.K. Rowling is the author of the Harry Potter books. She's a woman. And some people get very upset because Mrs. Riplinger uses her initials, and they think she's trying to deceive. And here's J.K. Rowling, who just uses that as her pen, as her name. It's her real name. And she has that on her books. And, of course, you might think she was a man until you see her interviewed, and she is a woman. Leviticus 20:6 says, "And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits, and after wizards, go warring after them, I will even set my face against their soul, and will cut him off from among his people." I'll read that again because I pronounced one word wrong. I said warring instead of whoring. "And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits, and after wizards," that's Harry Potter, he's a wizard, "and all his friends, and some of them seem so nice, to go whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among his people." According to the same news magazine that I've been quoting, the only sour note in all the songs of joy over this phenomenon have come from parents and conservative religious leaders like you and like me, I guess, who say Rowling advocates witchcraft. Personally, I feel that she has. I really do. The reading of the books have been challenged in 25 school districts and at least 17 states. The books have been banned in schools in Kansas and in Colorado. Neither give place to the devil. Deuteronomy 18:11 is interesting. It says, "Or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer, have nothing to do with them." Robert Knight of the Family Research Council has been quoted in the USA Today article saying, "The problem with Harry Potter is the problem with junk food. It fills children's minds with a substitute vision of the good which is not derived from God. It gives children an appetite for the occult." And oh, don't we want to feed our children correct words, sound words, wholesome words? Yes, we do. The Bible says in Romans 12:21, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Don't let our children become overcome with evil words and evil characters in a book that seem lifelike to them, that make them want to be like Harry Potter, but overcome with good. Overcome evil with good. Give no place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. Now, we see that these words come attractively packaged. The editor of the Sword of the Lord publication in August 4, 2000 warns parents, "These Harry Potter books are built on themes of witchcraft and other occult-related subjects. We advise parents to stay clear of them with all their children, whatever their ages." Attractively packaged and attractively packaged ideas always encourage experimentation. Witchcraft and the occult are not innocent ideologies. They are demonic philosophies with potentially deadly consequences. Children should be protected from them, lest the exposure leads them astray. Harry Potter mania is at a fever pitch, selling millions of copies. So many parents and children alike are naive, absolutely gullible about this. In a word, beware. Are you one of the gullible parents? Are you? Are you a mother that is so busy and so frazzled with all the things you have to do that you have not paid any attention to what your children are reading? 1 John 1:5 says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Anything to do with Satan, with wizards, with witches, anything to do with ghosts and goblins is darkness. Darkness. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Please beware. I have a friend from Colorado who mentioned to me that the Harry Potter books were banned in her state schools. She's a woman my age. I've known her almost all my life. It was her opinion that more people were reading them because they were banned. The books were banned. My conversation with her took place at our 55th high school reunion recently in Ohio. We had known each other since second or third grade, and I believe it must have been then because we had such fun together on a street in Lakewood, Ohio. Both of us had vivid imaginations as children, and we had such fun using them when we played together on her back porch. Oh, the hours we played paper dolls together back there. What do you think of the Harry Potter books? I asked. She smiled. I love them. We discovered that we both were beginning to read Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. She, because they were banned, and I, because I wanted to write about them to you. I wanted to have this on my broadcast to help you. I was shocked. I didn't know what to say. I had to agree that it was easy to read and that the mystery story within the pages kept one's attention, but I said, it's all about wizards and sorcerers and magic. So? She asked. I told her that the Bible was very clear that Christians should not have anything to do with devilish following and worship. With a slight laugh, she said, oh, you can't believe everything in the Bible. I answered, I do. Then she admitted to me that she had not read the whole Bible, and I suspect she hadn't read much of the Bible at all. 1 Samuel 28:3 says, now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and wizards out of the land. Each of the Potter books take Harry through one academic year at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Malcolm Jones, in his July 17th Newsweek article, wrote when speaking of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, for pure narrative power, this is the best Potter book yet. But, dear friends, it's the worst one yet.
There is joy in joy that triumphs over pain, fills my soul with heavenly music, till I join the glad refrain. There is joy, joy, joy in serving Jesus. Joy that throbs within my heart every moment, every hour, as I draw upon His power. There is joy, joy, joy that never shall.
Under God's care, are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.